The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, March 27th, 1988 at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Hello, friends. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is Music Time in Africa, being brought to you by the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Welcome to our program featuring some of the best in popular and traditional music by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. The recordings I'll be playing have been specially selected for us by my colleague. He's your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're happy to have you with us again and want you to enjoy the music, so we recommend that you just sit back now, relax, especially for this first number. This is music for easy listening, Folklore of Niger, nicely arranged by Mali's Bokana Maiga.
Thank you.
Mariatu, a folkloric theme from the traditional music of Niger, nicely arranged by Bokana Maiga and Group of Mali. And that was our opening selection in this first edition of today's Music Time in Africa, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
VOA, the Voice of America.
VOA's Africa Service is broadcasting to Africa on the following shortwave meter bands. They include the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands shortwave. We're also on medium wave in southern Africa. You can find us on 621 kilohertz, and we do hope that the reception of our broadcasts is satisfactory in the area where you live. Later on, I'm going to repeat my address for corresponding, but right now we have more music for you. It's in this first Music Time edition that we play several recordings of traditional music, and we begin again with an important recording from Leo's collection. This is music of the Kamba, who live in the Machakos region in Kenya. Kambaland is just southeast of Nairobi, which is Kenya's capital city. This recording was made at a very interesting time in East African musical history. It was made in 1950. And important social changes were already taking place. Some musical instruments had already disappeared, and that even the famous traditional kaya tube, a stamping tube of wood, could no longer be found in Kamba country. This example of Kamba music features the songs and rhythms for the traditional kilumi. It's a dance for men and women. The dance is largely a shaking movement of the shoulders, and the dancers sing greetings to each other. That was the singing and drum rhythms for the Kilumi dance of the Kamba in Kenya. I mentioned that as a result of social changes, some musical instruments in East Africa had either already disappeared and some on the way to becoming obsolete. I said also that the kaya, stamping tube of the Kamba, could no longer be found in the region where they lived. Well, I'm sure it comes as no surprise to you that the music man just happens to have an old recording in his collection featuring the kaya of the Kamba. This traditional instrument is a hollowed wooden tube about 3 or 4 feet in length. A wire is passed through the tube and attached to a cover or membrane at the lower end of the instrument. The wire is also fixed to the top of the tube and tuned to vibrate when struck on the ground. There are also small metal rattles attached to the tube. Now here's Leo's rare recording of the kaya played by Kamba musicians. This next recording comes from Tanzania. It's music of the Nyamwezi from the Tabora region. Again, this is an old recording that we consider important in our library because the music is for a folk dance that was popular in that region about 40 years ago. And as I've already mentioned, social changes have also brought about changes in cultural traditions and customs. This old folk dance of the Nyamwezi, called the Hiyari ya Moyo, is probably no longer performed. Aye bala na nuka kesha mwasaba bala na nuka kesha mwasaba That was music for an old Nyamwezi dance called Hiyari ya Moyo, which we believe is no longer performed in the Tabora region of Tanzania. If you live in that area and know that there are people who are performing this type of dance, well, we'd like to know and will appreciate any comments you may have. And now, our last example of traditional music. This recording comes from Khartoum, the Sudan. The lead musical instrument in this type of music is the oud, the 12-string Arabic lute, a flute, violins, and a small hand and finger drum. Characteristic of Sudanese music is that most of the songs are pentatonic, that is, written in a 5-note scale. ¶¶
عارف اني بحبه عارف انه حبيبي عارف اني بحبه ده حرام عليكم تجيفوا في دربه حرمني ليه حرمني ليه ليه والله بحبه ليه والله بحبه يلباك لحالي دلودي عليها وانا ساهي الليالي دلودي عليها انا ساهي الليالي حتى لو بعمري لو بالروح مالي وما شايفين حبيبي يحيك في شبابه ما شايفين حبيبي يحيك في شبابه حارمني ليه حارمني ليه ليه والله بحبه ليه والله بحبه ده حرام عليكم عارفين حبي ليهم شايفينه بيريدني والشوق في عينيهم شايفينه بيريدني والشوق في عينيهم ليلة الوحدة قاسي أنا خايف عليهم ويوم تتخلوا عنه يا ما تقولوا فيهم يوم تتخلوا عنه يا ما تقولوا فيهم حارمني ليه حارمني ليه والله بحبه ليه والله بحبه
You've been listening to music from Niger, Kenya, Tanzania, and the Sudan. And still coming up here on Music Time in Africa, Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe from Nigeria, and from Zaire, Joe Kester Emeneya. And that's more good music still coming up right here on Music Time in Africa. This is just a brief reminder, friends, that VOA's Africa service is on the air every day, bringing you the latest news from Africa and from around the world. What the news on the VOA offers you is the straight story, accurate and comprehensive, unbiased and objective by a staff of more than 190 professional writers, reporters, and correspondents, all on the VOA every day. Our programs broadcast in English to Africa are all listed with times and frequencies on the current VOA program schedule. We'll send you one. Here's my address. First, my name. I'll spell Rita Rochelle for you. Rita is R-I-T-A. Rochelle is R-O-C-H-E-L-L-E. And my address for writing is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, and our postal code is 20547 USA. And for you regular listeners, I'm sure you know that we do have an alternate address. You may send your letters to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or the USIS Center in your country. And as I promised here, one of the chiefs of High Life, Stephen Osita Osadebe.
Boom, boom. دون جدي سنون
was Chief Stephen Osita Osadebe, one of Nigeria's top bands, showing us why they still remain high in the ranks of popularity. And as you see, the music man never stops giving us what's best, because following right now from Zaire, Joe Kester Emeneya and his band. This is from his latest album titled Kalwila Presents Emeneya, Zinzi Zinzi.
Yeah.
Kester Emenea from Zaire, and that's it for this first edition of Music Time. I'll be right back here in our VOA studios in Washington in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now. That'll be at 19 hours 30 GMT for the second edition of Music Time in Africa this Sunday evening at 19:30 GMT. So just keep your radio tuned to this station. This is Rita Rochelle with all my best for now, and reminding you that we have a report of the latest world news following immediately. So stay with us. My love to all of you.